I plant seeds of unconditional love. I plant seeds of unconditional love. Anyone can plant seeds. Anyone can do anything they like to do. But do they do it with positive power? Do they do it with direction? Do they do it purposely? Do they do it with all their heart? Or do they just mouth it? Too often, that's what we all do. We just mouth it. Too often, we all say, "I like you." And in our heart, we are not very happy about the other person. Too often, we say, "Happy birthday." And we say it without meaning, without words, without power. And we don't say, "I love you. Happy birthday. Yes, it's so wonderful to have you in my life. It's so wonderful." That's better than any present anyone could ever give. That is the seed of unconditional love. And those seeds of unconditional love we plant every moment of our life. Those seeds of unconditional love we're planting constantly. And every time we are conditional in our loving, when we are conditional in planting seeds about ourselves and others, then our world is only sort of half-baked. Our world is only sort of not fully revealed, not fully developed, not fully unfolded. And it's a shame. But it's the way it is. Planting seeds. Planting seeds. Planting seeds. That's what life is all about. Planting seeds of unconditional love. That's what a magical life is all about. Do you want to live a magical life? Do you want to live a life filled with joy and happiness and experiences of bliss? Then learn to plant seeds of unconditional love every moment of your life. Now, who are the best teachers who could teach us how to plant seeds of unconditional love? Who are these people who can teach us how to be fantastic, how to be amazing, how to be wonderful? Who are these teachers who can teach us this? They're little children. We must become as little children to enter the kingdom of heaven. We must become as little children to be so innocent, so wonderful, that when we say something, we mean it. "Mommy, I love you." Now, wrapped in those few words is so much power, so much energy, so much joy, so much unconditional love. And does mother understand it? Oh, yes. Moments when a child says, "Mommy, I love you." And we know it. It's sincerity from the very depth of their being. And the very depth of our being enjoys it. The very depth of our being absorbs it and accepts it and says, "Yes, that's it, unconditional love." The children are planting seeds of unconditional love. And as these children are planting seeds of unconditional love, they are being themselves and having fun. And the happiest feeling you could ever have in your life is when you say to someone, anyone, "I love you. You're wonderful. You make me feel so good. I am so happy in your presence. I love you, I love you, I love you." And you say, "Oh, come on now, get off it. You know, no one could love another person so much." Well, a little child can. And if a little child can, so can a big child like you and me. So can a big child love unconditionally. Now, to love unconditionally is to be in the constant state of planting seeds of unconditional love. Constantly planting seeds of unconditional love. When a person irritates us, can we stop instantly and say to ourselves, "I love you. I surround you with my pure white light of love. Whatever caused me to feel unhappy for a moment, that's gone now. I will not hold on to it. I do not hold grudges. I let go and let the divine in you and me join forces with unconditional love. I let the you and me, the divine in you and me, be the only reality for me and the only reality for our relationship. I love all with unconditional love. Every time I write a letter, I say, beloved, and then I use the person's name. Now, I don't even know them sometimes. Sometimes it's to a business. Well, I love the business, as otherwise I wouldn't be having any contact with them. I love my mother. Beloved Mom. I don't have to say beloved Mom. All I have to do is say Mom, and that means it all. But if when I say beloved Mom, that means, hey, I'm thinking about this. I'm not just randomly saying these things without any thought behind it. I'm putting all of the thought behind it as a little child does. A little child says, Mommy, I love you. And when a little child says, Mommy, I love you, they're not thinking of what it means. They're just expressing it from the depth of their heart, from the depth of their being. And they're saying it. They are planting seeds of unconditional love. When you do something nice to your brother or your sister or your mom or your dad or your anyone in your family, you don't need to have any credit for it. You don't need to have them know that you've done something nice for them or they've done something nice for you. You just look at them and smile. You look at them in your heart and you say, wow, I got the neatest brother, the neatest sister. I got the neatest mom, the neatest dad. I got the neatest family. Let's just expand that to I've got the neatest world. I've got the most wonderful world that could ever be because it is my world. And whenever I think of a person who's having a birthday, I say, happy birthday! I may not write them a card or send them a letter. I may not give them a telephone call, but I have in my heart happy birth, and they feel that because they think about me when I think about them because I am one with them as I say, happy birthday! And as I am one with them, I am in their heart and they're in my heart. It doesn't make any difference how long we've been separated, how long we've been apart. It doesn't make any difference how much we may have had in disagreements or agreements. It doesn't matter. I say, I unconditionally love all. These are seeds of unconditional love. And these are seeds I plant in the garden of my heart. These are seeds I plant in the garden of my world. And I have to remind myself sometimes because I see people doing something that make me a little unhappy. And as they're making me unhappy, I'm saying, who's making me unhappy? I am. Because I'm observing something that I don't appreciate. So let's start observing something I do appreciate. Turn around whatever that person has done that has made you unhappy and let it be happy. And just ignore the unhappy thing. You say, you can't do that. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. As you begin to look at life, where you owe nothing to life and life owes nothing to you, that life is a reflection of who you are. And if you are unconditional love, life is unconditional love for you and everything in your life is unconditional love. And if you are beauty, life is beauty. And unconditional beauty, and it owes nothing to you, and it owes everything to you. It is you. It is who you are. It is the allness that you are, and it's the goodness that you are. It's the beauty that you are, and it's the goodness that you are all the time. So, as you go around planting seeds of unconditional love, you will find that growing in your garden will be unconditional love under all circumstances. There is no one you can dislike. There's no one you can misunderstand. There's no one who can give you a second thought about something because unconditional love wraps it all up together and says all is good and very good. All is beautiful and very wonderful. All is fantastic and very fantastic. I am that I am. Say that today. Look at your world and say, I love you. I love you. Just like a little child said, Mommy, I love you. And the wrapped up love, that unconditional love in that Mommy, I love you, is the way we can love ourselves and love our world and love all. So today, make that your your response to life as I make it my response to life. And I say, I plant my world with seeds of unconditional love And my garden is the garden of love, unconditional love at all times. I love you. I love you. I love you.